is Alex Elbrum.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Frozen Junior is coming to the Great Hall at the Lees between the 3rd and the 5th of August. And I'm really pleased to say that the director and choreographer and two of the cast from Frozen Junior join me today via Zoom. Hello.
Hiya.
Now, Amelia, you are the director and choreographer for this wonderful production. Can you sort of give us a little bit of background?
So, obviously, we're working with Cambridge Theatre Company, which is something that I've been really excited to take on a role in the creative team, because I've had the opportunity to be involved in a couple of productions with CTC as cast. And when Lewis sort of said to me, would you like to come and be on board with Frozen? I was absolutely overjoyed. I love the Disney magic. I love the slight cheesiness of it. And it's a really lovely show. I think the great thing about Frozen is as soon as we got the materials through, I realized that it's a junior version that is not easy. Some junior versions can be seen as being an easy option. This one is not. There is lots and lots of challenge there. There is lots and lots of really complex things that are actually a big challenge for the young actors. So it's a nice project to get your teeth into.
And that's also really important, isn't it? Because I think if you're doing it, you want to see it as a challenge and something that you really feel proud of, not something, like you say, the easy option. And I suppose, yeah, in your mind, you think, oh, junior, that must be that it's sort of something less, but it certainly isn't that, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely. It is a shorter version of the show. So it's a shorter version of the one that's in the West End, but there is still most of those big songs that everyone knows, as well as some of the lesser known ones that were written for the musical. And all of the big numbers that Frozen's known for are absolutely still in the show. It's just a slightly shorter version, which is nice.
Can I introduce a couple of the cast? Now, we're really lucky that we have Elsa and Anna here today. And would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Olwyn Viola and I'm playing Elsa.
Excellent.
I'm Stephanie Nevo and I'm playing Anna.
And if I ask you first, Olwyn, how did you come about deciding to audition for Frozen? And have you done anything for Cambridge Theatre Company before?
So this is my first production with Cambridge Theatre Company. And I saw the auditions advertised on Facebook and I thought it's a really fun show and I want to do musical theatre as a career. So I thought it'd be a good thing to do while I'm on holiday.
Yeah, and we'll come back to that in a minute, Amelia. We'll talk about how the rehearsals and the production is put together. And so what about you, Stephanie?
Well, this is my third show with Cambridge Theatre Company. And, you know, I follow everything that they do. And they're just such a lovely, lovely group of people. And I was like, oh, I really want to audition for it because I really, really love the show. And I love all the characters. And so I thought, oh, okay, I'll go for that.
Now, I know most people will know about Frozen, I imagine. But for those that don't, Amelia, would you just give us like the synopsis? Because Elsa and Anna are very important in the show, aren't they?
Absolutely, they are our two leads. So we are in the kingdom of Arendelle, and essentially there's a tragedy and the king and queen die, leaving our two princesses, Elsa and Anna. Elsa has some magic powers where she can create ice and therefore has to grow up on her own for everybody's safety. But then when she becomes queen, she essentially casts ice over the entire kingdom, and the rest of the story is trying to get that back and trying to undo that. But it's also a really lovely story of friendship. And just what I like is that there is a little bit of a love story, but the actual main love story is between the two sisters. It's about those two coming back together as much as it is about any romantic relationships, which is really nice to tell a different story with those strong female leads.
Absolutely. Now, Stephanie touched on it there, that you're doing this show during the holidays. Now, this is sort of a really clever way of doing a production, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity because I think sometimes the longer rehearsal periods can be difficult to commit to, and especially for our young people who have lots of family commitments as well. So this project is essentially being done within 6 weeks and with the majority of it happening within 2 weeks starting tomorrow. So we've had three rehearsals so far and then we are in intensives for the next 2 weeks ending in shows. So it's a really lovely opportunity for the company to work really closely together for that period of time and really form that bond as a company, because I think that's the most important thing when you're doing a show. Although we are absolutely looking at a professional or as close to professional standards as we can, the young people getting to know each other and having a great time while we're doing it is just as important. So having that intensive time is a really good opportunity for that.
And a great way to do your holidays as well, to do something where you know you're going to have a really good fun, meet a new group of people and come out with this wonderful production at the end.
Oh, absolutely. Just speaking for myself, I've met so many close friends doing theatre around Cambridge. It's an incredible opportunity and really lucky that we've got such an amazing scene that we do.
Yeah, I think sometimes we don't always appreciate that. Now, Olwyn, you're playing the main lead. Have you had a chance to start practicing yet? Amelia's saying we haven't been into the main rehearsals yet.
So we've gone through some scenes, songs. Obviously, we haven't started the intensive week yet, but I'm really excited to start that and, you know, try costumes and everything. But we have had a chance to go through. We did like a bit of a run through at the last rehearsal, and it was really exciting to watch everything be put together and see how it would flow as a show.
And what about you, Stephanie?
It's been really, really nice playing her because she's very different from other characters, and it was really nice because sort of Amelia sat down with us and was like, how are you going to interpret these characters? And that was really nice because I'd never had a director like ask me that before and sort of really try and get us to connect with the characters. And so that was really, really fun. And we've done a lot of the show. We sort of, all the leads came together and we sort of did most of our small scenes, but obviously we've got a lot to go with the ensemble and everything, and I'm very excited.
That'll be really fun, won't it, when it all comes together? I mean, you're giving me goosebumps just thinking about doing all that. It's so exciting. Now, Amelia, what's the age range of the cast?
So the cast is from 8 to 18. So we've got quite a large range in there. But that's also really lovely to have some of those younger ones looking up to our older guys and giving them a bit of a leadership opportunity as well.
Yeah, I think it's a really good role model situation, isn't it? And also, you know, at school, you don't always get to work with different year groups. It sounds wonderful. Now, I'm going to ask you in turn, Olwyn and Stephanie, do you have a favourite part of the musical?
I think my favourite part has to be Let It Go.
Obviously.
It's Elsa's big song, and it's such a iconic moment that everyone knows, and it's really exciting to think about the reactions that people are going to have in the audience. It's just a really, really good song.
And what about you, Stephanie?
Mine would definitely have to be, because Anna has a few songs with sort of lots of different people. Mine would definitely be Love Is an Open Door, because how Amelia's choreographed it. It's so cheesy and it's so wonderful, and it's just so funny to do every time we do a rehearsal, because I think we did it 2 weeks ago, and Alfie, who plays Hans, is really great, and we just have a great time sort of doing it. It's just really funny.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. I'm really excited to come and see it. Now, Amelia, Stephanie's just touched on that. You're not only directing, but you're choreographing this, which is a big thing to take on. I know you do this as a job too, as a teacher, but how does it differ?
It's a really interesting one, because it is very similar to what I do, teaching performing arts, but it's also lovely to work in a setting that is so focused. Obviously, in a busy secondary school, there are lots and lots of different pulls on everyone's attention, whereas to have days or weeks that are just focused on working with young people who are so excited and passionate, that is the real joy of it for me. And also, as you say, like, I don't often get the chance to direct and choreograph, so having that bit of creative control has been lovely. Working alongside an incredible team, RMD Jamie Layfield and Millie and Lancia, who are my assistant choreographer and director, it's been a real joy working with such a wonderful team.
Sounds brilliant. One last thing, could you tell me, Amelia, why people should come and see it, and when's it on?
So it's on from the 3rd to the 5th of August. I've got 7 o'clock shows on the 3rd, 4th and 5th, and also at 4 p.m. on the 5th. People should come and see this show, because I have never seen a group of young people with so much talent. It is an absolute joy to work with them. The rehearsals we've had so far, I've just been blown away, not only with the talent in performing arts, but the kindness and the support that they show to each other. And that is just going to shine through on stage. I think if you want a bit of magic and you want a bit of fun to your evening, I would definitely come along.
I mean, you've sold it to me, definitely. Where do people get tickets from?
So if you go onto the Cambridge Theatre Company website, there is a link to buy tickets.
That's brilliant.
Or you can look at the Cambridge Theatre Company Facebook page or Instagram, and there'll be links there.
Well, thank you very much, Amelia and Stephanie and Olwyn, and good luck, or break a leg, as I should say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Cambridge 105 Radio.